Good afternoon, a beautiful early spring day in progress across interior New York and New England with abundant sunshine and just a few scattered clouds. A bit of a chilly west-northwest breeze, but that's being offset by the abundant sunshine, and temperatures are slowly climbing through the 50s and will reach a point right around 60 degrees for afternoon highs. High pressure building in behind yesterday's front will dominate the weather tonight, keeping it mostly clear and seasonably cool in the upper 30s to around 40. The high pressure center will also keep us dry tomorrow, although some clouds will creep in as we see a southerly wind develop and pick up in intensity during the day, although it will also transport in milder air with highs reaching into the mid-60s. A southwest wind will continue to increase throughout the day on Friday, becoming gusty at times, and it will be very mild with highs reaching the lower to mid-70s. At the same time, a frontal system passing through the Great Lakes will make an approach, and the clouds will be on the increase during the day on Friday, and there's a good chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, which will become more numerous as we go past sunset on Friday night. Temperatures will start to slide after that front passes through, and we can expect just a few leftover showers on Saturday morning. Despite increasing sunshine, it'll be breezy and much cooler on Saturday, with highs holding in the mid-50s. Full sunshine with high pressure back in control on Sunday, but again on the cooler side of average for this time of year, and again in the middle 50s before we push it back into the upper 50s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. Another front will approach on Tuesday with a chance of a shower, and highs right back up towards 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of North Texas and Oklahoma to eastern Kansas, southwest Missouri, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern parts of the plains to the lower Missouri Valley and Midwest. With strong surface heating late this afternoon combined with an intensifying low-level jet stream, potential exists for large hail and perhaps a few strong tornadoes across the region that will last into the evening hours. Meanwhile, as the upper-level energy that will ultimately be responsible for these storms moves through the Rockies, another snowstorm is underway. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the central Rockies and adjacent high plains with as much as 9 to 18 inches of snow possible, along with icing in spots. And a blizzard watch is out for the high plains of Colorado east of Denver. Here, snowfall is expected to be in the range of 4 to 8 inches, but winds will gust as high as 50 miles per hour, causing blowing snow that will reduce visibilities at times to near zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Big Spring, Texas, to a low of 5 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun in the upper 60s, Boston increasing sun, breezy, near 60, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 91, set in 2002, and the record low, 21, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 30s back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine for the rest of the afternoon, a bit breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any leftover clouds will continue to give way to sunshine this afternoon, and it will be a bit breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today, breezy and comfortably cool, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder in the mid-60s, partly sunny Friday, Very breezy and also very mild in the mid-70s. A late-day shower or thunderstorm possible Friday, but more likely after dark. Overnight Friday night, more rain showers continuing into Saturday morning, then increasing sun, breezy and cooler Saturday afternoon in the mid-50s. Sunny in the mid-50s Sunday. More sunshine Monday in the upper 50s and around 60 on Tuesday with the next chance of showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.